Hi, it's Doon here, your host and hype girl. And before we dive into today's episode, I want you to take a hot second to reflect. What's that passion, unique experience, or knowledge you have itching to be shared with the world? For me, it's always been about guiding you and cheerleading incredible women to start your businesses. So what's your thing? You see, everyone's got something they excel at, something they just can't stop talking about. And it turns out that one of the best ways to monetize those passions is through sharing that thing with the world as a digital course product. My life's work has been to chat with more than 600, 7, 8, and 9-figure e-commerce founders. And it's through those conversations that have led me to creating a foolproof playbook and my go-to guide for early-stage founders in the form of my first ever digital program, E-commerce Fundamentals. But it wouldn't have been possible without Thinkific. The beauty of this platform lies in its simplicity. Cute templates and a super easy to use editor. No coding headaches, no tech-induced stress, just pure focus on what matters most, the content. So if you've ever been curious about building a course to teach your passion, this is the way to do it. The genuine support from the Thinkific team turns it from this lonely, confusing headache into the most fulfilling and easy project. Go to the link in my show notes to get a free trial on me.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Let's talk about like some in particular, because I definitely want to talk about the Margot stunt that you did. I definitely want to talk about what you did on the weekend at Coogee. Let's kind of like talk through a few of your favorites that you've either just done or have coming up.
Yes. So Margot Robbie was obviously, it cost nothing. So that campaign had a budget of $0.
Talk us through it for anyone who didn't see it.
So Margot Robbie was coming to Australia for her Barbie press tour. And we have weekly sort of content brainstorming sessions where we look at, for organics, like, what's going on? What's trending? What's happening? How can we leverage it on socials? And we had highlighted that obviously Margot coming to Sydney for the press release was, or the press tour was, one of those opportunities that maybe we could piggyback off for content. And I think she was doing a meet and greet, which was at Pitt Street Mall, which is literally like maybe 200 meters away from our office. So we started like brainstorming ways, okay, there's going to be so many people down there. Like, how can we go and leverage that? So it started with like, do we vox pop people in the crowd? Or like, you know, do we go down? And like, so it was just like, we were throwing all these ideas out there. And one of the girls was like, why don't I do a video like trying to get Margot to pose with the products? And so it was like, we'd even concepted like a TikTok video. It was like, my boss said that if I could get a photo of Margot with the products, then I could get like a week off work. And then
I love that.
Yeah. So we'd concepted things like that. And then we were in the meeting and I was like thinking like, okay, so there's going to be all these people standing around waiting for her. And I'm like, what if we throw them a decoy? Like, what if we make them think that she's arrived, but she hasn't? So this whole concept of impersonating Margot before she was supposed to arrive came up. Now, obviously we didn't want to piss off Westfield too much because obviously throwing a decoy in the middle of their campaign wouldn't be great for them. So we actually did keep it away from Pitt Street Mall. We kept it like in the surrounding sort of like area. And what happened was I dressed up in like a pink dress and pink heels and got two of the girls to be like my bodyguards. They were like meant to be my PR team actually behind me. And then I got Raj in the office to be my body, like to be a bodyguard at the front. He like was wearing this little cap and taking it very seriously. And then I got the girls to run down and be like sort of like fans or whatever in the crowd.
Girls. So, oh my God, I love that.
Yeah. So then they were like standing there with their phones up being like, Margot, and like shouting. So then people would think that it was her. Like, I didn't just wait for random people to think what the hell's going on. So we went out of the building essentially from work and then just started doing this. And then I didn't know what was going on because my head was down the whole time because I was just like looking down and hiding my face. And then like the girls behind me were like, yep, it's working. It's working. Like people have their phones out and like full like cameras were there like taking photos. So yeah, it was, but basically it was just about securing a content for TikTok that would go viral. And so then the girls, like we were only walking around for like maybe half an hour, not even. And we went back to the office and then we actually went back down and I walked across the, there was like a Westfield bridge that like was right above the activation, like happening below it. And I found when we went down, cause I was like, oh, I actually want to go see Margot. So we just went down to like see if we could find her and like see her coming out. And then I saw this Westfield bridge and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to go up there. And this was like not even part of what we'd planned. But then I like ran up to the footbridge and then like ran across and there was security there. And I was like, and they were like watching what was happening on the bridge. But I went across and then I just started like waving at the crowd from below and they went like bananas. They started screaming. And then I just like kept walking. It was very funny. So then we captured all of this stuff for socials.
Were the security guards laughing?
Yeah, they actually thought it was funny. They were like, oh, haha, good one.
Nice.
But
yeah.
They were like, now go, like get off, leave. But yeah, so that was basically the prank. Then the girls went back to the office, edited it, like put it up by like 3:30. So I was like, it needs to go up quickly for it to be relevant. And then we sat and watched and basically we could see like it was taking off. Yeah.
Like, tell us more about how it took off. I feel like I saw it in press. I saw it all over social media. You know, it was going crazy. And I think we heard that Margot saw it, right?
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. I only just found that out like a few weeks ago and I was like, what? So apparently, yeah. So we all sat in a meeting room and like posted this footage and then we could just like see it like ticking up in views and the video now has like over 2.5 million.
What were people saying in the comments?
Oh, so I always say like people were like, haha, this is hilarious. You won the internet on like Instagram. But then I always say, you know, a video is going viral on TikTok when you're getting trolled.
Yeah.
Like the minute people start saying nasty things, I'm like, good.
You kind of want to get trolled because otherwise it's not going to go viral.
Yeah, I'm like, great. So many people are seeing this. It's going viral.
It needs to be divisive.
Yes. Yeah.
And like different people with different opinions, different perspectives.
Yes, exactly. So when that was happening, like people were like, she went from Versace to like an off the rack age dress. Like, sure, Margot would never. Like, there was, it was so good. And I was actually like loving it.
Fashion police in there.
Yeah, literally, people being so brutal. And even the girls were like, oh my God, are you okay? And I was like, I'm fine. I'm like really happy that the video is getting views.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, and then we were at a dinner like 3 weeks ago and you and me, Dune, and I found out that someone at the table knows Margot through friends of friends, and apparently she saw the video and was like, yeah, I loved it. Hilarious. So there you go. Margot Robbie saw the viral Margot Robbie stunt.
It's just amazing. I really loved like that stunt in particular. And I'm someone that's watched your marketing, you know, over the years. And I love your grassroots approach to marketing because I think a lot of the time, you know, especially new brands and new founders can get straight into this headspace of like, oh, I need to like hire an agency and like run ads and that's going to be my key to success. But that's just not the case. You need to really find your personality online and win with organic content and do it in a space where it costs $0. And then it's also more fun.
It's so much fun.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to. Courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey, it's Dune here. Thanks for listening to this amazing episode of the Female Startup Club podcast. If you're a fan of the show and want even more of the good stuff, I'd recommend checking out femalestartupclub.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter. We send it out weekly, covering female-founded business news, insights and learnings in D2C, and interesting business resources. And if you're a founder building an e-commerce brand, you can join our private network of entrepreneurs called Hype Club at femalestartupclub.com/hypeclub. We have guests from the show joining us for intimate Ask Me Anythings, expert workshops, and a group of totally amazing, like-minded women building the future of D2C brands. As always, please do subscribe, rate and review the show, and post your favorite episodes to Instagram stories. I am beyond grateful when you do that.